is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Had them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Plyman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerpoof! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Warren.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on this Tuesday after New Year's Day and Christmas. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're here at Botkins, and we've got the game for you between the Botkins Trojans and the Rushi Raiders. Should be a fine boys game tonight, as the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side will start to take shape. Botkins, the underdog, but it's a club that has been exceptional so far this year. Botkins 6-0, 4-0 in the SCAL. Rushi 4-0 in the league as well, 8-0 overall. Rushi Raiders have played a stringent schedule and have ripped right through it. Both teams have beaten Jackson Center. Rushi won by 8. Botkins won by 5. Chuck, when you look down through Rushi's slate so far, your jaw drops. Wins over Jackson Center, St. Henry, Minster, Anna, Troy Christian, and Meadowdale, the last two at the Pickle Holiday Tournament. It's been a difficult start. Rushi's answered the bell.
Well, they've got so many starters back from last year. They got so much talent back. They're well coached. I mean, we're watching their JV team in a real battle with Botkins, by the way, here in the JV game. But they're all juniors. There's just no place for them to go. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to do next year. But they're a very, very talented basketball team.
Yeah, what you're saying to me is that Rushi could have an A varsity and a B varsity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was down in the entryway, far left corner, about an hour and a half or so ago, just before the start of the JV tilt, and I was with the Rushi varsity, and it was Mutt and Jeff. I felt like I was just starting grade school. These young men are so tall and fit and lanky, long-armed. They can all shoot, run the floor. They've got great hop in their legs. It's going to be very interesting tonight to see how Rushi's bigger perimeter players deal with Botkin's smaller perimeter players. Both teams exceedingly quick. They get traction. They accelerate up and down the floor. They can turn an average play into a fast break. Both clubs are capable of doing that. And Rushi's going to have the size advantage all season long, except maybe for the game against Marion Local in contest number 22.
Well, they are. If you look at what Botkins tonight, I mean, their guard play is their strength right now. They're really scoring, shooting the ball three with Dosik and Paul and Meyer. Those three young boys have been on fire. But they're going to run into something they haven't seen yet, and that is a lot of length on the perimeter, not just inside when you turn the corner, but Rushi's got length all five positions, and that's going to make them have to work harder to get their threes tonight.
Botkins 6-0, not as formidable as Rushi's unbeaten mark. Botkins has beaten the likes of Waynesfield, Goshen, Riverside, Fort Loramie, Fairlawn, and Houston. Did beat Jackson Center by 5, but Botkin's schedule much softer up to this point. Keep in mind, though, in the next week and a half, Botkins will have to lock horns with Anna, Marion Local, and Minster.
Yep.
So that it gets pretty stringent for Botkins here in the near future, although Trojans have built a lot of confidence. You referenced the guards for Botkins. I was in awe when I saw Botkins' stats. Colin Dosik, 18 points a game. Rylan Paul at 12. The two young men at guard, Dosik and Paul, combining for 46% on threes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you let these kids, there are three of them, you let them set their feet, you're in trouble. And, I mean, even Top and even Herzog, those kids can shoot threes if you don't guard them.
This Rushi team has 6 letter winners back from a year ago, including Hayden Quinter, Felix Francis, Braden Monin, Braylon Perdonier, Benjamin York, and Vince Borchers. Zeb Schulte and Jackson Grogene have played a lot of minutes as well this season. It's a club that's experienced, and as you mentioned, Chuck, it is extremely tall and gifted. The skill level is very high.
I was impressed again with the way Arushi played the Cleveland Heights in the state tournament semifinal last year. Played them for three quarters, dead even, and drove the ball on them, forced them to play defense. They didn't like to do it, and Arushi outplayed them for darn near three periods.
Yeah, but I listened. I couldn't be there. I had my eye surgery, but they sounded like they were doing exactly what they needed to do, just ran out of steam.
Phil Groves, head coach of the Botkins Trojans, is in year number three. He's a Wright State grad. He was the District 9 Coach of the Year in 21-22. His team was regional runner-up. He coached the girls program here at Botkins from 18-19 to 20-21, and he has done a very good job. A lot of people had Jackson Center penciled in clearly as the number two team in the league. I'd say up to this point in time, Botkins is a step or two ahead of Jackson Center.
Well, I was one of them that was a little iffy on Jackson Center, only because I know that they're not real deep. Botkin's been playing without Plyman for most of the season. He's had that meniscus. He's playing JV tonight, but he's played four quarters, so I don't know if we'll see him in the varsity game tonight or not.
We're going to take a two-minute break. Fine junior varsity tilt. Who knows? It could go overtime. It's 41-40. Botkins over Rushi. A minute 50 left in the fourth period of the JV tilt. Botkins Rushi SCAL boys action in about 17, 18 minutes or so here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And we're down to 52 seconds in the JV game. Timeout called, 43-42. It is up for grabs. Botkins in the lead by one. So many thanks to Francis Schulte and Rushi, a scoresbroadcast.com underwriting sponsor here in our pregame segment. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. We've alluded to them. How will Botkins hot shooting, smaller, very quick guards, deal with the length of Rushi all over the floor, including on the perimeter? That will be very curious to see. Both teams can run up and down the floor. Who knows? This game could reach 60. For sure the 50s, or at least you'd like to think. Good officiating crew on hand here tonight. We recognize all three. Those are the key building components for Rushi and Botkins. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. Chuck, I think Botkins boys tonight probably will have to make a large handful of three-point baskets.
Yeah, they're going to have trouble on the inside. So they're going to have to win the game by scoring threes, but they're going to have to do it out of the offense. And the other thing is that what they've been good at doing this year is getting out and running the floor. Rushi runs the ball floor just as well as they do, so it's going to be a track meet, I think.
Exactly. We'll return with more from here at Botkins. Hopefully we'll have a final score for you. 35 ticks on the clock in the preliminary game. Botkins up a point over Rushi, 43-42. Botkins in possession of the ball. Each team with three fouls. There's the fourth committed by Rushi. Botkins will take the ball out of bounds. 28.3 left in the fourth quarter. Botkins up a point in our JV contest. Back with more from Botkins in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. 5A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SECURCON. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Rushi Raiders at Botkins here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi unbeaten 8-0, Botkins 6-0. The battle of two undefeateds here this evening. Each club 4-0 atop the SCAL standings. Anna 3-2, Jackson Center 3-2. Those two clubs 5-4 overall. Fort Loramie 1-3 in the league, 2-6 on the year. Houston 1-3 in the league, 1-9 on the season. Fairlawn winless so far. Don't forget, on Friday night, we've got the game between Botkins and Anna on the road at the Rockets Gym. Botkins here, Chuck, at the end of round one, gets the stronger opponents in Rushi and Anna. Botkins has had the benefit of a lighter schedule to this point in the SCAL. It gets tougher right away.
Well, here they are. They got the top team in the league tied with them. So this is a big one tonight. Home court. They need to, if they're going to win the league, they need to win this game tonight.
Exactly. Middletown Christian, by the way, is at Fairlawn tonight. Fairlawn Jets in SCAL play against a non-league foe, Middletown Christian. Coming up on Thursday, three girls games, Botkins and Anna, Jackson Center and Houston, Rushi at Fort Loramie. We've got that one for you on scoresbroadcast.com on Thursday night. Fort Loramie Redskins home to the Rushi Raiders. Tip off around 7:15 on the air, online at about 6:45. On Friday night, Botkins is at Anna. As I mentioned a moment ago, in SCAL boys action, Fort Loramie is at Rushi. Jackson Center is at Houston. And according to a schedule I've got off the SCAL site, Botkins plays at Fort Loramie in girls basketball on Friday. I'll have to double check that. Might be a little typo. Might be misinformation. Well, we expect a very good crowd. Rushi has brought a lot of blue and gold here tonight. The section below us, the section to our right, darn near full. We're in the upper deck, row one, midcourt here at Botkins. Heck of a venue. Seats about 1,600, 1,700, I'd say. And for viewing, Chuck, this is maybe one of the very best venues in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Oh yeah, this is a really kind of, it's an old fashioned gym, but I mean it's what you were used to back in the 70s and 80s, and they kept it very nice. It's in very good condition.
Botkins home to Rushi boys game tonight in the SCAL on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hello once again from here at Botkins. Botkins Trojans won the freshman game by one, took the junior varsity tilt by four, 46-42. It concluded about 5 or 6 minutes ago. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of tonight's varsity boys contest between Botkins and Rushi. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, as always, brought to you by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Local has been on board since our inception 18 years ago. It's a founding partner. We're online today because of support from LaCal, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And we would not be on the air online today without the efforts of LaCal Equipment. Thank you very much. Before boys basketball games, we spotlight a couple cheerleaders from Botkins tonight. Caitlin Meyer, sophomore cheerleader, daughter of Monty and Jamie, 3.5 GPA, takes part in volleyball, FCCLA, the spring summer club volleyball program as well, FFA, a foreign language club, undecided about her college choice and major as well. Little brother at Botkins is Caleb, and Caitlin Meyer's dad, Monty, is a Botkins grad. For Rushi, we put the spotlight on Alexandria Garkey, a senior cheerleader, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Jason and Judy. A sprinter in track is Alexandria, member of the bowling team, 4-H National Honor Society, junior fair board. She'd like to go to the University of Cincinnati and pursue dietetics and nutrition. And she has three older sisters, does Alexandria, who are all Rushi grads, Aaron, Christina, and Samantha. Younger brother Jaden is enrolled in the Rushi School District. More from Botkins in just a few minutes. Trojans entertain Rushi in a big SCAL boys game tonight. Both clubs unbeaten in league play and on the season. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the
team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Spencer Cordon, your head coach of the Rushi Raiders, has done an outstanding job. 23rd year of coaching for Spencer. That's all told. He has been the head boys coach, or at least involved in the boys program, for 5 years, I think, as the mentor of the program. 4 as the girls head coach. To 9 total as head coach of the boys and girls. His son plays on the team. As I mentioned earlier, a number of letter winners back. And as Chuck alluded, a number of quality juniors in this entire program on the JVs and on the varsity. And that makes coaching in many ways tougher, Chuck, than easier.
Well, you know, I've had really untalented teams and had really talented teams. I'll take the talented team every time. I'll work through the problems that you have to try to keep everybody happy. That's what, honest to goodness, that's what your assistant coaches during the game are for, down there talking to them. They're the good guys. Right. Hey, you're going to get in there, be ready to go, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 9 years as head coach, 4 for the girls, 5 for the boys for Spencer. Tell you what, all these coaches in the Shelby County Athletic League, I would not want to have to defend an out-of-bounds play when they're coaching the team with the ball and there's 5 or 6 seconds on the clock and it's a game-winning situation for the strategy employed by all of these SCAL coaches. That includes Scott Elkert, who just retired from the coaching ranks at Jackson Center. They all do super jobs, and the reputation around the state that the Shelby County Athletic League has gotten over the years is unbelievable. I attended the Cincinnati District in D4 last year and talked to coaches and fans in the stands, and wow, they thought the Shelby County Athletic League Division 4 was at the very, very elite level in terms of leagues statewide. Of course, the Cincinnati schools come up to the district and get thumped about every year.
Absolutely.
By the SCAL programs.
Yep.
Which are really admired by other leagues and programs around the state of Ohio.
Yeah. I mean, great coaches. I mean, from top to bottom, some of them, like Houston and Fairlawn, have struggled recently with talent, but it does not reflect on the coaching at all, and it doesn't reflect on the kids either. It just reflects on sometimes you got downtime, sometimes you got up times.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sandcasting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. As I mentioned 15 minutes ago, I visited with the officials for tonight's game. Soon after arriving here at Botkins, recognized all three, including Mr. Bachman. You may know the other two by name, but it's a top-notch crew tonight here at Botkins for first place in the Shelby County Athletic League between Rushi and Botkins.
Well, Stan knows to send out the best at the best, you know, and he does a really good job of that. Kyle had to quit officiating a couple of years ago because his job wouldn't allow him to do it, and he was missed. And now this year, I think he came back some last year. This year, he's back full time. the refereeing is better because he's there.
You alluded to Kyle. Kyle Bachman.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Kyle Bachman is here. I recognize the other two officials as well. Starting lineups, opening tipper next. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Rushi Raiders, Botkins Trojans, 8-0 versus 6-0. Both clubs unbeaten in the SCAL. First place on the line tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And we've been doing business now for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie, across from Brookins. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon. It's the family salon, home of mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Deb Dubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Starting five for the visiting Rushi Raiders, being introduced, Felix Francis, 9 points a game forward, 6'5 senior. Peyton Quinter at a wing, 6'2 senior, 9 points a game as well. Also in the opening five, Braden Monin, 6'2 guard, he's a senior, 11 points per outing. Also in the opening five, Braylon Cordonier, junior, 6'4 forward, 10 points a game. And Chuck, I may have missed that fifth starter for the Rushi Raiders.
To turn the lights out on us.
Sure did. And that fifth starter for the blue and gold, not sure if I mentioned Vince Borchers. No, he was number five. Vince Borchers, the fifth starter, 6.5 points a game for Rushi. Botkins Trojans being introduced, and it is dark. It is dark, and I tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break and then return We'll round out Botkin's starting lineup for you in a moment. Be back in a jiffy here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jordan Herzog is in the opening five for the Botkins Trojans per usual. Here's a big shout out to Jordan's two great uncles, John and Bill Woolham. They are listening from southeastern Ohio. We say hello to John and Bill Woolham, two great uncles of Jordan Herzog, who is starting, and he wins the opening tip here for Botkins. Trojans have the ball in backcourt. Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul, both averaging in double figures. Dosick 18 a game, Paul 12. J.J. Meyer, the third guard, 8 points a game. Jordan Herzog, 8.8 per outing. 6'4", senior player up front. Russell Lenhart, a junior, 6'4" tall, 6.5 a game, rounding out the starting five for the Botkins Trojans. When the lights went out on us, we couldn't see our roster, and rather than take a chance on recalling heights right down to the inch, I took a break, and right away Botkins gets a nice jump shot from the wing. Good elbow jumper right down through.
That was Dosick, and they're playing 2-3 on him.
Colin Dosick, 18 points a game on the year. He has been outstanding, special, 48% from three. Here is Rushi attacking down to our left. On the arc, it's Braylon Verdonger. Out of Quinter, high right. Ball thrown to the post and flipped into the right corner. Rushi working it quickly. Oh, a nice entry into the lane. Little turnaround seven-footer, yes. Knocked in by Felix Francis. Botkins overplayed, went for the steal, couldn't get it. Francis turned at an open look. Tied up at two. Botkins, forecourt to her right. Here is Ryland Paul feeding J.J. Meyer on the arc to Dosick. Right back to J.J., who sets up and shoots a bomb. Little strong. Weak side rebound by Cordonier. We played 90 seconds. Here is Rushi into the forecourt. Cordonier deals Quinter. Baseline leaner from seven on the rim. Once, twice, no good. It's pulled down by Herzog of Botkins. Game tied at two. Long throw ahead to Lenhart. Smacked out of bounds by Rushi. When it gets dark here at Botkins, it gets pitch black.
You may turn the lights out in here. It is.
You can't even see the floor. We're in the upper deck. Here is Botkins inbounding on the arc to Meyer. Hand off to Dosick, 25 feet away. On the right wing, it's Paul. Open look, three-pointer on the rim, and off. Tough break, in and out. Rebound, Rushi. Here comes Borchers down the floor, flips it behind him for Quinter. Quinter travels into the lane, lays it up short, blocking foul, and Botkins could have gone either way.
That was a good call.
Yep, referee was there, sold it. And we play on. Quinter at the stripe for a pair. Botkins in the home white. Black numbers outlined in gold. Rushi, the traditional Raiders blue from top to bottom with gold numbers. Foul shot by Quinter up and in. 3-2, Rushi in the lead. 5:52 left in the first. Both teams unbeaten on the year. Thus undefeated in the SCAL. Each 4-0 in league action. Rushi 8-0 in the campaign. Botkins 6-0. Both free throws by Quinter are good. He's a less than 60% foul shooter on the year. And he drains a pair. Botkins zips up the floor, enters the lane. tries to feed the post. Rushi stabs it out of bounds. Herzog on the arc. Open alley into the paint area. Flips it on the arc to Paul. Now to Dosek. Dosek dribbling, trying to get free from the taller Quinter. Can't do it. Fires left corner to Meyer. Meyer guns a bomb. No good. Hit the rim. Backboard. Came off to Monin. Monin down the floor to a teammate, Francis. Here's Francis on the loose in the lane. Botkin slides over and draws the charge.
Another correct call.
4-2, Rushi. 5:23 left in the first. 1-2, let's see, 6, 7, 8 players in backcourt as Botkin enters it. It is Herzog looking, peers in, gets it to J.J. Meyer. J.J.'s fired up a couple threes, has missed them both. Here is Botkin hustling up the court, ball thrown baseline right, open man Lenhart overshoots. Rushi with the rebound, wild pass, it was telegraphed, stolen on the play by Dosek. Dosek barges to the rim, he's fouled at the basket, he'll get two, an alert play by Colin Dosek, like a quarterback or safety in football. He anticipated that sideline pass by Rushi on the outlet after the rebound. He swiped it, took it to the cup. He was nailed on the arm, awarded two. He sinks number one. 4-3, Rushi, 5:06 to go, first quarter. Tied at four as Dosek cans each charity toss. Rushi, forecourt to her left. Monin, 25 feet out. As Chuck noted, zone defense by the Trojans. And a white jersey player far side of the floor. Rushi overloads to the near side. Long jumper missed on the play by Cordainer. Stick back is in. Was that Monin, Chuck?
Monin got the putback. Yep, the three from the corner was blocked. He did a great job of finding it, putting it in.
What a play by Monin. 6-4. Rushi in the lead but two. Rushi crashed the boards. Raiders knew where the shot was headed when it missed. And Rushi was Johnny on the spot. J.J. Meyer outside the arc on the right. Gives it up straight away to Herzog. Now resetting the attack is Paul. 30 feet away at the Botkins logo. 4:13 to go first quarter. Rushi 6, Botkins 4. J.J. Meyer goes to Herzog. Foul line. Turn, squares up. Wants to go to work on Francis. Rushi, easy for me to say, reaches in, gets a piece of it. Botkins gets it back. Long cross-court pass by Herzog. Far left wing to Paul. Botkins resets. Trojans stymied momentarily by Rushi's defense. It's a long, lanky bunch. These Raiders can defend as well as score. Here's Dosek, 25 feet out. Oh, he loops it to Paul, and Paul runs to midcourt, far side of the floor, to get the overthrow. Staggers a bit when he collects it and walks.
Yeah, he went and got the bad pass. Then his foot slid, and he fell to the ground.
6-4, Rushi by two. Well, my idea, Chuck, of this game reaching 60, 50 for sure, maybe out the window already.
Well, the zone plus the patience of Botkins offensively is what's going to do it.
Here's a good entry pass on the arc, but Monin hits Francis in the paint area, turns and loops it in. Felix Francis plays like he's 6'8". Felix is 6'5". He has got lengthy arms. Botkins forecourt to her right. Ball thrown right corner for Lenhart at his feet, and it goes out of bounds. Rushi possession up 8-4, 3:13 left here in the first quarter. And so far, Chuck, the Rushi defense, the length on the outside, has thwarted Botkins' long-range shooting.
Yeah, it has. I mean, they just got that extra one. But the three-point block we had in the game was by Botkins' own York shot down here the last time down.
Straight away with the ball for Rushi is Vince Porchers. Near side pass to Monin. Monin chucks up a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Botkins. 2:52 left opening quarter. Baseline left to the rim. Rushi will throw in, leading by four. Playmaker Vince Borchers. Botkins zoning against Rushi on the inbounds. Ball thrown way out to midcourt. Handled by Monin. Right side pass to Borchers. Borchers to Cordainer, dribbling on Meyer. Cordainer goes baseline right, loops it up with one hand. It's skidded off the rim. Stick back is good. Braden Monin was there. He's got two rebound shots for points, 10-4 in favor of Rushi. Botkins is cornered down to the right side of the floor and makes an errant pass. It was thrown 30 feet to the timeline. Rushi picked it off. Raiders Monin straight away goes right side to Cordonia. 10-4 Rushi, 2:16 to go first quarter. Borchers, Monin in the middle, Francis, low on the left to Cordonier, reverse layup, rimmed, but he was fouled. Boy, you talk about sharing the ball. Head coach Spencer Cordonier for Rushi prepared his team for this zone, and they are working it sharply.
Most spectators don't realize, but boy, you can set a lot of screens against the zone and pin them, and that's what they've been doing to get their easy shots on the inside.
Free throw by Cordonier of Rushi is swished. Raiders in the lead 11-4, 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Grogene on the floor now for Rushi. He's a marksman from three-point territory, 5'9 junior. Cordonier, who's under 60% at the stripe on the year, buries two right here, and Rushi has streaked ahead by eight in the game's first 6 minutes. Botkins needs a bucket in the worst way. Trojans haven't scored from the field in 3 minutes. Here's J.J. Meyer on the arc, dribbling against Grogene. Goes in among the trees. Fires a pass into the lane. Good cut to the rim on the play by Botkins, but Rushi smacks the ball free. Wow, the Raiders' defense has been stellar. Botkins is stymied. Rushi attacking to her left, a chance to go up double digits. Oh, good pass on the zone, offense by Rushi, into the paint to Cordonier. His turnaround 10-footer, no good. It hit the flange, and it was knocked out by Botkins.
Boy, they're just hitting the middle of that zone and getting every shot that they want.
Yep, Raylan would like to have that last one back. Here is Rushi inbounding to the cutter. Quinter, he dives into the lane and scores. Banked it in. Timeout, Botkins. Rushi up 10. 1:28 to go in the first. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the entire area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here is Botkins after the timeout, breaking Rushi's pressure, and it is Ryland Paul getting a shot in close. Good pass. He was left open as Botkins hustled down the floor and beat the heat from Rushi. And now the ball is fumbled away at midcourt by Borchers. Herzog scoops it up, powers to the rim, banks it, no good, but he's walloped on the arm, and he gets two. Botkins coming out of the timeout with some energy here. 14-6, Rushi by 8, a minute 2 to go here in the first quarter. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number 1, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. First free throw by Herzog, dead center, 14-7. Rushi in the lead, three straight points for the Trojans. He trailed 14-4 at the 1:30 mark of the first quarter. Herzog connects twice, 14-8. Botkins down 6, Rushi in backcourt. It is Borchers on the bounce. He comes up the left side. He's at the elbow on the left. Overplay by Botkins. There's a ball thrown to the post hurriedly by Borchers, and it runs right down the middle of the paint area, goes out of bounds, crossing the end line. Nobody was home. 50 ticks on the clock here in the first. Botkins a chance to cut it to two or even one with a made three here. Noah Topp has been on the floor the last couple minutes for Botkins, a 6'1 junior. Here's Herzog for Botkins, bringing the ball down over the timeline against Francis. Right side pass for Meyer. Oh, it's busted up on the play. Nice deflection by Grosjean. Rushi with the steal, attacking. Monon on top, foul line in the lane. Leans in, ducks under. Oh, what a move. Oh, that was nice. Braden Monon, Dipsy Do. Good start to the night for him.
He plays a lot bigger than 6'2".
16-8, Rushi by 8, 14 ticks on the clock, late first quarter. Here's Dosik, 30 feet away, 20 feet away. Fires left corner to Paul. Long, high-arching three is good. 4 seconds left. Here's Rushi running the floor. Hard driving layup. It is no good with a second left. But Botkins did not draw the charge. Blocking call against the Trojans. Rushi got the ball out and down the floor after the three-point make for the Trojans. And at the free throw line is Monon for Rushi, which leads by five. He buries the foul shot. That's a 7-point quarter. Is that right, Chuck?
What's that?
7-point quarter for Monon?
Yes, he's got seven.
A second to go here in the second period. What good awareness by Rushi after the make by Paul from the corner. Rushi blitz down the floor right now. In and out of the second free throw. Here's Meyer in backcourt with the rebound for Botkins as the quarter closes with Rushi leading Botkins 17-11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business, reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress on West Michigan in Sydney with a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. One bargain after another at Goffney, which is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Inventory is fantastic. We start the second quarter. Rushi's got the ball. Here's Cordonier sliding down the left side of the lane. Braylon flips it up and in. Nice carom off the window. Smooth move by Braylon Cordonier. That matches Rushi's biggest advantage, 8, 19-11. 17:35 to go, second quarter. J.J. Meyer, elbow on the left, gives it off on the play to a teammate who is Russell Lenhart, who goes into the lane. Long three, right corner by Botkins, overshot. Easy rebound for Rushi. Down the floor to Quinter. Quinter in close quarters beneath the basket. Tried to feed Francis. Botkins broke it up and took it. 7:12 left in the second. 19-11, Rushi. On the arc, Paul. Now Dosik high right. Back to Paul. Shot fake. Foul line. Goes cross court on the play to teammate Russell Lenhart. Botkins sets it up on top. It's Dosik. Spin move. Foul line below it. Up and under. Short. Great D by Rushi, which altered the shot. And Cordonier rakes away the rebound. 19-11 Raiders. 6:42 left in the second. Oh, here's a long three ball by Cordonier. Hit the rim. Backboard no good. Left-handed rebound shot by Francis on the iron. It came off, but he was tagged on the wrist. He'll get two. So many rebounders, so many shooters, so much length. Rushi so highly skilled. We're going to find out tonight, Chuck, at the end of this game, if everyone else is playing for second place in the SCAL.
Well, having seen all the teams from the upper echelon play, it's going to take quite the effort to be able to knock this team off. They're going to almost have to have five guys have a bad shooting night, which I don't think is going to happen.
Exactly. Free throw by Francis is swished. Second shot dead center as well. And the lead is 21-11. Rushi out on top of 10. Biggest advantage of the game for Rushi. 6:35 to go in quarter number two. Botkin simply cannot get people free on offense. Until here, J.J. Meyer takes a cross-court skip pass and drills in a 27-footer. Head coach Spencer Gregonier says, how does that happen? We lost him. Timeout, Rushi, 21-14. Raiders early in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Rushi to midcourt, and a pass is deflected, and Botkins covers it up, and the Trojans have the ball. After the timeout, a miscue by the Raiders. Botkins down 7. J.J. Meyer coming off a made 3, has the ball top of the circle. Outside the arc on the left to Dosik. Behind the arc, near side, is Grant Flora, 6'3 junior, is in, and he leaves it behind him for Noah Topp. And guess what? Noah Topp, a 6'1 junior, launches in a trifecta. Back-to-back threes, Botkins Trojans, who are within 4, 21-17. That's a good way to wipe out 60% of a 21-11 deficit. Here is Rushi through the top of the circle, driving foul line. Player trip goes down. Foul call against Botkins. It'll be Rushi ball beneath the basket. We talked about the three-point shooting for the Trojans. Boy, they've got to have a lot of made threes in this game. Right there is what Botkins hopes is a sign of what's to come. Back-to-back triples. Rushi on the arc. It's Cordonier. Shot fake. Still dribbling. Baseline right in the corner. Oh, makes an errant pass to the post. Botkin steals. Oh, Rushi got it back. Scattered floor. And Quinter finds a man wide open beneath the rim. In off the bench, it's Benjamin York, 6'4 junior. He gets the deuce. York, a 12-point score per game as a sub. Here is Botkins attacking back door. It goes on the play to Flora. Flora goes to the rim hard. Defensive foul, Rushi, which is not set. No, it's a charge. Flora ran him over. 23-17. Rushi in the lead by 6. 4:55 to go, second period. Both teams very perceptive at getting set and drawing charges in this game tonight. Rushi in backcourt with it. It's Borchers at the timeline. Picked up by Meyer. 6-point lead, Rushi. It's been as much as 10. High right to York. York navigates the lane. Feeds a teammate. No, tries to shoot it. It grazes off the iron. Botkins has the rebound. 60-foot pass down the floor to Paul. Paul darts into the lane and misses the shot, but he knew that he would draw contact. And he's got a pair coming at the stripe. 6-point lead for Rushi, 23-17. Botkins doing its best, Chuck, to stay in touch.
Well, they are. I mean, they're playing good defense, and they got to keep Rushi from getting second and third attempts at the other end.
Foul shot good by Ryland Paul, 23-18. You make a good point. Yeah, Botkins has played solid defensively so far in this game. A lot of Rushi passes have been deflected, and Botkins has a chair of steals.
They're doing a four offensive putbacks. That's the difference in the game right now.
You got to box out against that length of Rushi. Both free throws are up and good. Botkins has whittled the Rushi lead to 23-19. 4:27 to go, second quarter. Quinter, deep left corner for Rushi, is on the bounce. Gives it behind him to Jackson Grojean, 5'9 junior guard. Elbowing the right at Sporchers. Grojean between the rings. Here's Meyer out at the top of the zone. Dribble drive into the lane. Turning, little right-hand half hook by Borchers. Short, no good. Rebounded on the play, but Quinter. It is taken away momentarily by a Botkins player who's out of bounds on the end line. 4:05 to go till halftime. 23-19 Rushi. Now, Rushi didn't pull away from Anna till mid to late third quarter in that game a few weeks ago at Rushi. Here's Rushi inbounding, ball thrown on the arc, right back down inside to Quinter. Strong post-up move from 4 feet. It's good.
The assistant told him what was coming, and they didn't stop it anyway.
25-19 Raiders, 3:50 left in the second quarter. Deep left corner, Herzog. Herzog goes cross-court on the play to Dosik. Dosik baseline, flips it opposite corner to Paul. Botkins getting away with some long half-court passing in the middle to Top. Top on the arc to the three-point shooter who lets it fly and swishes it. Ryland Paul again. 25-22. How many made threes for Botkins? At least four?
That's their fourth, and Paul's got 10 points now.
Here is Quinter with the ball for Rushi. And he makes an awkward spin move outside the lane on the left. A lot of contact. The Botkins player goes down. It's ruled offensive on Quinter, who is out of control. That right there symbolizes the kind of defense Botkins has been playing in the half court tonight.
And that's Quinter's second foul. He's going to have to sit for probably the rest of the quarter.
Well done by the Trojans, who made enough threes and are playing good enough defense to be within three at 25-22 with just over three to play here in quarter number two. Meyer on the arc, has an avenue down the lane. On the run, shoots it, no good, but he used that off arm to fend the defender back, and yep. That is an offensive foul, a good one.
That was a good call.
3:02 left, second quarter, 25-22 in favor of Rushi. Good run here by Botkins, which has scored 11 of the last 15 points in this game. Scattered floor. Botkins pressures out high. And Rushi, with good awareness, finds York available. Low in the right for an easy two-pointer. York comes in off the bench, gets a couple of buckets. 27-22. Botkins behind the five. 2:36 to go, second quarter. Herzog foul line. Deep left corner to another three-point shooter. It's in! Wow! Good effort, but Noah Top, the 6'1 junior. He is lighting it up. That's two threes for him. Botkins picking up a point when they get a three, exchanging that for a Rushi deuce. And Botkins has whittled away at the Raiders' advantage. It's now a bucket. 27-25, 2 minutes left, second quarter. Here's Rushi on the arc. Here's Monin, dazzling drive into the lane. Rim the shot, no good. Rebound Botkins. Trojans can make a three for the lead. Oh, cutting to the basket, Dosik. Great assist by Paul. Layup in. We're tied at 27. 1:45 to go, second quarter. Here is York, top of the circle. Left corner, Borchers. Into the post, Cordonier. Guarded by Herzog. Hook shot, Cordonier short. Follow Cordonier, yes! Oh, did he stick to it? Little half hook in the lane by Cordonier off the mark, but he snared his own offensive rebound and plopped that ball right back in. 29-27. Rushi but two. Another long three by the Trojans. Yes, again! Noah Top is on fire. 30-29. Botkins up one. 1:06 to go. Second quarter. Near steal at the top of the circle. Bedosik. Monin out of control down the lane. On the arc to a teammate who lets one fly. It's short. It is no good. It skids off the rim. It's punched out by Botkins. for Botkins, harassing defense, giving Rushi fits here in the last 4 minutes of the second quarter.
And they're not really getting any kind of team foul trouble either, so they're doing a nice job.
Botkins up 130-29 after trailing 21-11. Ball thrown to Monin on the arc. Right back down inside to Borchers. Ball flipped to a cutter. Francis in the lane. He hits it right in front from 8 feet. 31-30. Rushi sneaks ahead by a point. That was a good delivery into the paint area to Francis. Sharp pass. Crisp cut. End result. Two-pointer. Raiders advantage. 31-30. Under a half minute to go. Period number two. Ball dribbling at the timeline. Now Dosik. Dosik against Monin. There goes Monin blitzing down the lane. Makes a hasty pass to Flora, who was cutting it from the right corner, and it was spoiled by Rushi out of bounds. 20.3 to go, period number two. 31-30, Rushi, after Botkins had grabbed a short-lived lead at 30-29 in the second. Here's Botkins inbounding right in front of the Rushi bench, and it's rammed out of bounds by the Raiders. Botkins will throw it in again. Is that three triples for Noah Top off the bench?
Yeah, all three here in the second quarter. They just don't show any kind of fear against this Rushi team right now.
Well, a lot of credit to head coach Phil Groves and his assistants and the Botkins club. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane, but Botkins, again, a pass to a teammate low on the left, intended for Herzog, and it's bumped out of bounds by the Raiders. Botkins again enters with 2 seconds left in the half. Foul line, fade away, awkward shot, spinning, turning, was Dosik. Oh, he didn't flop. He was tied up hard on the arm, clearly fouled. He was grabbed. Scoreboard clock says zero time remaining. What a one-on-one play by Dosik. He was darned and determined to get that shot off and draw contact. And with time expired, he shoots two free throws at the end of the first half, makes the first, and misses the second. And guess what? It's Rushi 31, Botkins 31 at the halftime break. Oh, we've got a heck of a game tonight for first place in the Shelby County Athletic League. A 31-31 deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
It is halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi 31, Botkins 31, both teams 4-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi 8-0 on the year, Botkins 6-0. Trojans once down 21-11, boarded on second half of that second quarter, and during that stretch outscored Rushi 20-10 to pull even at the break. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Building Excellence, Hotels for the Hospitality Industry, and J&J Brodigham in Sydney. It is your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Well, there hadn't been a lot of rebounds, but there hadn't been a lot of missed shots. Rushi has 11. Botkins only 4 rebounds for the game. They did not get an offensive rebound. Rushi had 5. 6 turnovers for the Raiders, 4 for the Trojans. Both teams 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They were led by Felix Francis with 8, 7 from Braden Monin, 6 each from Cordonier and Quinter, and 4 from York. They scored 17 and 14, 31 for the half. Botkins, on the other hand, led by Rylan Paul with 10. Noah top 3 threes in the second quarter with 9. Dosick with 7. And then they got 3 from J.J. Meyer and 2 from Herzog. They scored 11 and 20, and they are tied at the half, 31 each.
And the number of triples popped in by the Trojans.
3, 6. And 0 for Rushi so far.
There you go. Big difference in this game. Botkins, as we noted in our pregame conversation, had to make threes tonight. And Botkins has answered the bell in that regard. A tentative scoring start to this game. I remarked, well, maybe there in the first 2-3 minutes, my prediction of 60 points for the winner, or at least mid-50s, was not a good one. Now it does look pretty good, as we had some potent scoring in that second quarter, especially from Botkins, which has tied the game up at 31-31. Heck of a play there to end the second quarter by Dosick. He got the Rushi defender off his feet. Collin kind of went up into him. He knew he couldn't make the shot, but he got 2 free throws, made 1 of 2, and we're even at the half. Halftime report brought to you by Brodigham, J&J Brodigham in Sydney, and Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 31-31 tie, Botkins and Rushi. Botkins trailed by as many as 10. It's even up as we start the third quarter. Anna, a few weeks ago, was within one of Rushi at halftime. Wound up losing that game by about 20. Can Botkins hang tough with Rushi for four quarters here tonight and take the Raiders down to the wire? We'll find out shortly. Botkins with possession, starting quarter number three. J.J. Meyer on the arc. Starts to drive into the corner, straight away to Herzog. His line drive, three ball. Bingo! Woo-hoo! Man, oh man, fifth different player to connect on a triple.
That shot my theory that the ball has to be higher than the rim to go through.
Here is a loose ball top of the circle at Rushi's end. Botkins with a reach and a foul. It's common, of course. 7:28 to go third quarter. 34-31. Botkins in the lead by three. Botkins has shot better than 50% behind the arc. Here is Rushi inbounding on the arc. Long one pumped up there by Cordonier, no good. One offensive rebound missed. A second by Quinter, no good. Strong effort in the lane.
Wow.
Shot rolling around and going in. Benjamin York stuck to it. And he got the third or fourth offensive board.
Three more offensive rebounds. That's eight now.
34-33, Botkins by one. 6:59 to go here in the third quarter of play. Ryland Paul on the arc, on a weave to Herzog, down the right side of the lane. There's contact in the paint. No foul call. Shot was wild. Rebounded by Rushi. Quickly down the floor to Quinter. On the arc to Cordonier. Cordonier splits a couple defenders and bobbles out of bounds.
He took a little bit of a bump, but you got to be stronger than that. How about Noah Topp coming in off the bench for Botkins? He has dropped home three trifectas. Might we say Noah is at the top of his game? Yeah, he had a couple of really good shooting games that we covered last year, too. Here is Botkins with the ball in the half court. Herzog lost it. It's on the deck, and it's tied up. It will be Botkins' possession because the Trojans got a timeout right in front of head coach Phil Groves. 6:25 to go in the third. 1-point lead, Botkins, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
And Botkins inbounding right in front of Phil Groves at the Botkins bench, 34-33. Botkins up a point. It was 34-31. It's now a 1-point contest. Botkins with a fine rally in that second quarter to draw even Steven at the halftime break. Here is Dosik into the lane area. Drops it off right corner to Herzog. Behind him to Ryland Paul, picked up by Quinter. Straight away it goes to Lenhart. Lenhart back out to Paul, 30 feet on the floor from the rim. Down near midcourt, it's Dosik. Down the right side to J.J. Meyer, picked up by York. Boy, out on the perimeter, Rushi with 4 and 5 inch advantages. Baseline left, Dosik swings it straight away to Meyer. Shot fake, foul line in the paint. Bounce pass, left corner, Dosik tries to skip it, cross court, and that was ill-advised. Out. Nice interception on the play by Francis, who zips down the floor in a hurry. Ball left out back for Cardonier. Short on the three. Loose ball rebound. Gobbled up by the Botkins Trojans. Raiders dive in, get a piece of it. And Rushi gets a timeout. 5:22 left in the third. Still a 1-point game. Botkins in front on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Yep, so many thanks to Rushi sponsors with us each and every game on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum Products, Francis Manufacturing, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We say hello to all of you. Rushi with possession after the timeout by the Raiders, 34-33. Rushi down one. Oh, here's good ball reversal. And then a late pass into the post area, which isn't so good. And Botkin steps in front and picks it off. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Dosik straight away, gives it up on the play to Herzog, cutting into the lane, knocked away by Rushi. Herzog gets it back and misses the leaner from 7. Good defense by Rushi. Raiders long throw down the floor to York. York has it tapped away from behind, out of bounds off Meyer of Botkins. 4:45 left to go here in the third quarter. 34-33 Botkins. Boy, this defense by the Trojans has been stellar. By my count, only 12 points for Rushi in almost a quarter and a half. And Botkins has got it done offensively, but making threes. And Botkins' defense has been every bit as effective as Rushi's. 34-33 score. Botkins up one. Rushi works the ball around. High right. It's Francis. Pivots. Gives it up deep right corner on the play to Monin.
Monin dribbles against Herzog, spinning, turning, and leans in, draws the two-shot foul. Not sure if he got away with a bit of a shuffle outside the paint area, but in the end, Monin drew contact, and he's got a pair at the free throw line here. 1 point lead, Botkins. Monin with two. Good to make it a 34-34 deadlock. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Flora on the floor for Herzog for the Botkins Trojans. Anybody in foul trouble to speak of at this point, Joe?
No, nobody has more than two.
Second shot, but Monin, no good. A little crooked off to the left. Still tied at 34. Flora up the floor in the corner for Botkins. Flips it on top to Dosik, to Meyer near side, around Francis, in among the trees, fires cross court to the three-point shooter, and it's good! My, oh my, oh my, Noah Topp again.
Yeah, oh, they found him, just beautiful pass.
Here is a dribble drive down the lane. Quinter for Rushi. Late delivery, low on the right to Francis. And it's knocked away by Botkins. Fast break. 3-on-2. Layup, yes! Dosik! Dosik! Botkins leads by 5. 39-34. Right now, the Trojans are taking it to the Raiders. Out-hustling Rushi, which is having trouble at the offensive end. Midway through the third, five-point lead Botkins on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, you know, every day banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Rushi against Token Pressure, gets it to midcourt. It's Borchers who picks up his dribble. Right side pass to Jackson Grosjean is back in. Ball thrown to a cutter, York. Then York dishes on the arc to Grosjean, and it's a poor pass out of bounds.
Are they out of sync tonight? Let's give Botkins credit.
Yep. Botkins up 5 with the ball, 3:12 left, third quarter. Oh, my goodness, what a drive down the lane. Dosik again. Oh, he threw it up from the left of the rim, shoveled it toward the basket. Nifty drive. Rushi attacks quickly down the floor. Ball thrown to Borchers, down inside to Quinter for 2. Boy, Rushi needed that. Botkins had gone up briefly by 7 at 41-34. The lead back to 5. Botkins with it in the half court. Colin Dosik living up to his 18 points a game average on the year. He has been splendid again tonight. Dosik dribbles behind the back. Passes to J.J. Meyer. Long, high-arching floater. Hit the back iron. Rebound down to Rushi. Rushi trailing by 5 with possession. 2:26 left, third quarter. Here is Cordonier, off balance down the right side of the lane. Leaps into the air, and he manages to coax the two-shot foul. Cordonier with a pair at the stripe for Rushi, which is down 5, had been down 7. 2:22 left, third quarter. Cordonier dips the knees and tosses in the free throw as it swirls down through the netting. Monin back on the floor for York for Rushi. Second shot, Cordonier, after dipping the knees, and he pops it home. 41-38. Four straight points for Rushi. Breather for Cordonier. It's Monin, Borchers, Quinter, Francis Grojean on the floor for Rushi. Dosik, Paul on the floor for Botkins, along with Noah Top. Flora is in. Ball worked around. J.J. Meyer, the fifth player on the floor, has it. Gives it up to Dosik. Dosik has an alley. Sprints through the lane. Stumbled a little bit, and he walked.
He turned the corner. He thought he had a look, and Monin just stepped right over in front of him. He had a choice of charging or traveling.
41-38. Botkins up three. A minute 54 to go, third quarter. Botkins had been up seven a minute ago. Rushi with four straight points. Outside the arc on the right, it's Grojean against Meyer. Left wing, Monin. Ball rotated left corner to Borchers. Borchers shimmies through the lane, back to the basket. Ball dumped low on the right to Quinter. He's got the back to the hoop. Fires to Grojean, deep left corner, three. Swish! Grojean to the rescue. And how about that? Rushi scores seven in a row to come from 41-34 down to deadlock this game. A minute 16 to go, third period. Ball loop left side to Paul. Paul's got it. Was that the first three, Barushi, tonight, Chuck?
That was the first three.
Top of the circle, Flora nearly walked. That's an open alley, and he scoots down the right side of the lane and powers to the rim. Grant Flora with a strong move. 43-41, Botkins up two again. Monin out of control, back to the basket in the lane, coughed up the ball. Botkins has it, top of the shot fake. Foul line J, on a lot of rim, and it goes in. Oh, what a play by Botkins. Noah Top. Brilliant night for him.
14 points.
Woo, he's at the top of his game. 45-41, two quick two-pointers for the Botkins Trojans. Baseline right to Quinter. Botkins missed him. A Trojan defender slid on by. Quinter left him open for the five-foot banker. 45-43. Botkins put two. 17 seconds to go, third quarter. I think we'll get to 60 tonight. Ball at the foul line. Deep right corner. Top again. Top again! Holy cow. What a night for Top. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Rushi. Man open, low on the left, spin move, shot up and good by Borchers. He beat the buzzer. Again, Botkins overplayed the pass on the arc. Borchers was free. He got the deuce. Botkins up by three, though, at the end of three, 48-45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
It is Botkins 48, Rushi 45. We start the fourth quarter, Rushi possession. Botkins has been up by as many as seven, Rushi by 10 in the first half at a couple junctures. Raiders will throw the ball inside court. Quinter will deal to Borchers.
That was his, that 10th point he hit was his 1,000th point of his career.
Right.
That's what they just announced.
For Hayden Quinter.
Yep.
Here is Rushi inbounding. Ball tossed into backcourt to Borchers. Left wing open three-point shooter. It is much too strong by Francis. Weak side rebound over the Raiders. Into the lane to the cutter. Borchers back out on the arc. Right side to Monin. And he goes airborne on a three. Bingo! He's got it. Grojean and Monin with a couple triples in the last few minutes for the Raiders, who tied this game up at 48. high left with the ball. It is Paul for Botkins. He's guarded by Quinter, 25 feet out. Well, you get the feeling that eventually J.J. Meyer is going to have to make a bucket for Botkins. Ball dump left corner to Paul. Paul wants to start a drive against Quinter. They clear out for him. Does Botkins down to Meyer. Meyer 30 feet away. We played him in at fourth quarter. On top to Paul. Hand up on the plate at top. Top at the arc. Doesn't shoot. Here is Monin guarding Gosick. Right side pass to Paul. Steps inside the arc. 17-footer. Long two. Hit the rim. Glanced off. Rebound gobbled up. Arushi over the back foul against Botkins. It's common. It's the first foul on either team here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was the fourth foul on Herzog, though. That's a big one.
It sure is. 48-48. Herzog sits. Grant Flora back in for the Trojans. Flora, a 6'3 senior on the hardwood. Herzog out. We're tied at 48. Rushi can take the lead. 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. Quinter straight away. Left side to Grojean. Grojean gives Rushi a three-point threat, a serious one. He shot threes at a high percentage on the year. Straight away with the ball as Francis goes foul line. Spin move in the lane, nearly walk. Fed it to Monin, three-point land. It's around, around, and off. No good. Duck break. Rebound, Gosick down the floor to Paul. Inside the arc from 15, high off the flange. Rebound, fumble below the basket. Saved inbounds by Rushi. The Rushi player may have been on the stripe. Ball awarded to Botkins beneath the rim. 6:07 to go, fourth quarter, 48-48 deadlock. Grojean out, Borchers out. Inbounding baseline right of the basket is Botkins, and it's thrown all the way to backcourt, traced down by J.J. Meyer. York on the floor for Rushi, along with Quinter and Francis and Cordonier. Monin the fifth. Here is Botkins going below the basket. Oh, in among a thicket of players for the Botkins Trojans is Ryland Paul. He shot the ball up through the net from the other end as he was being clobbered, and he's awarded a couple of free throws. With 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Game tied at 48. Foul shot by Paul. Swish. 49-48. Botkins by one. Botkins Trojans primed for this game tonight. And Botkins is executed. Once down, 21-11. Leads by one. Free throw. Lips the rim and comes out. Yep. And Botkins gets a piece of the rebound out of bounds to Rushi. Raiders can take the lead. 5:50 to go in the fourth. Crossover dribble, backcourt by Monin, goes for Donner, high post. He barges down the right side of the lane, hooks it up on the go, and scores, and he's fouled. Big effort by Braylon Cordonier of Rushi as he stormed a path down the right side of the paint area and kissed in a shot off the window, was hacked on the arm. 1 point lead Rushi, opportunity for a 3-point play, and he nails the free throw, and Rushi's up two, 51-49. 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Midcourt with the ball is Dosik. Left side pass to J.J. Meyer. He's at the elbow in the left. Doesn't shoot. Open player beneath the rim is Paul. Shot fake. Late block by Rushi. Ball knocked to the arc to Meyer. Three ball in the air. No good off the flange. Rebound way up in the atmosphere. Comes down. Botkins called for over the shoulder.
Yeah, that was a good look for Meyer. He's going to make that more and he's going to miss it.
Yep. 51-49, Rushi, you feel a momentum shift in this game at the moment. Here comes Rushi to midcourt, Monin on the giddy-up. It's Francis, goes baseline left to Quinter. Quinter 7 feet away, meets resistance from Noah Top. Feeds on the arc to Monin, foul line for Donner. Shake and bake move, turnaround 12-footer, off the heel, no good. Cordonier straps hard for the rebound. Botkins takes it away. The ball rolls to midcourt. Picked up by the Trojans. Meyer, half court, left flank. on the arc to Dosik. 2-point lead, Rushi. 4:51 to go in the game. Baseline right, trying to shovel a pass to someone is Dosik. He's wrapped up Marushi, which manages to squeeze the ball out of bounds. Botkins will throw in Herzog back on the floor for Flora. Herzog playing with four fouls. 4:48 to go, fourth quarter. Borchers in, Quinter out for Rushi. Playmaker is Dosik. Keep an eye on him. He might get the ball right back. Paul catches the pass on the arc. Pitches down inside to Herzog. He leans in. Misses the shot that might have been deflected to the Raiders. And it goes out of bounds to Botkins.
Herzog got away with his fifth foul. He took his arm and shoved off to get that shot.
2-point game. Rushi in front. 4:41 to go. Fourth quarter. Ball thrown into Flora. Or I should say to Top in the lane. On the arc to Meyer. Meyer dribbles against a Rushi defender who is much taller. Anybody on the Rushi floor taller than J.J. Meyer. Now Cordonier switches off on Meyer, who's got it between the circles. Botkins down two with 4:16 to go in the game. Meyer gives it up eventually to Dosik. Dosik picked up out of the arc. And then the ball is thrown right side of the floor to Ryland Paul for a step-back three, overshot it, and it ricocheted off the rim, went out of bounds in the opposite corner. So Botkins comes away with an empty possession, a lengthy one, and it's Rushi ball up two with 4 minutes to go in the game. 51-49, Borchers timeline, whips it cross-court to Monin. Monin goes baseline, little teardrop. It dips off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked to Cordonier straight away, who pumps home a triple. Offensive rebound by Rushi, and the Raiders found Monin as Botkins was trying to track down the previous missed shot by the Raiders. And Botkins was out of sync, out of position. Cordonier got the open look from three-point territory, and Rushi's up to five with 3:22 left in the fourth quarter. Herzog, high post, on a weave to Dosik. Dosik in traffic below the three-point arc. Gives it up, gets it back. Dosik's triple, left corner, banged off the iron. Weak side rebound, Rushi. Botkins cooling off on the jump shooting. And Rushi in command now, leading by five with 3 minutes left in the fourth. Francis at the elbow on the left. Goes to Borchers, straight away to Monin. Foul situation, three on Rushi, or I should say three on Botkins, one on Rushi. Inside the arc goes Borchers into the paint area. Doesn't shoot, passed up a look. Rushi content to throw it around. Leading by five with 2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Cordonier in the post area, and he received a shove in the back from a Botkins player. Dosik fouled him. Team foul four on Botkins. And, of course, on foul five, Rushi will shoot two. Here's where you have an advantage with a two-possession lead and the other team having committed five fouls. When you get to the stripe from here on, you shoot two. On the arc, it is Benjamin York for Rushi. Down inside to Cordonier. Power move right in front. He's got it. It danced on the rim, and kerplunk, it fell in. Fine late game performance by Cordonier, the Raiders. Here is Noah Top trying to counter quickly for Botkins. His long three-point J short. Rebound Rushi up seven. 2 minutes to go. Borchers skips away from a defender. Fires down inside to the cutting. York, who banks it in. Rushi right now cutting up Botkins at the Raiders' offensive end. 9-point game. Rushi, what an assist by Borchers. 1:54 to go in the fourth on scores broadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, the Bodkins Trojans have gone cold. Haven't scored in 3 minutes.
1 point in the fourth quarter. 1 free throw.
And the Rushi Raiders have pulled ahead by 9, 58-49. Bodkins not shooting it like the Trojans did in the first 3 periods of this game. Plus, Rushi's tightened the screws defensively. And as I say that, Bodkins gets a long fadeaway three from Dosik to go down. That was a difficult shot. He had a hand in his face. And Dosik fired it in to make it a 58-52 game. Here is Rushi in the right corner. Ball thrown to the cutter down the lane. Francis right in front. Missed it. No good. Rebound comes down to Bodkins. And darting 40 feet all the way down the floor into the lane area goes Meyer. And the ball is pried away out of bounds off Rushi. I think that was Monden who missed that last. It was a short one down in front, but was on the rim, that everything would go in. And here's a bad pass by Bodkins as Meyer attempted to go low post left to top, and the ball went off his fingertips. Rushi possession. Raiders up 6. A minute 13 to go in the fourth.
Only the 7th turnover in the game that time for Bodkins. They've had a terrific 4 game. Rushi's turned to 10.
Well, Bodkins had the right formula for a little better than 3 quarters against Rushi here tonight. But the Raiders, with a strong closeout in this game, lead the 6. It was 9 before the 3, but Dosik, Rushi in position to shoot 2 free throws. Bodkins has to foul. Paul is on Quinter tightly, and Quinter will shoot 2 with 54.5 to go, and Rushi in the lead, 58-52. Now, Chuck, my pregame prediction about these two teams being able to score pretty freely, and that perhaps we might get a 60-point total by the winner tonight, is right about on the button. Quinter with 2 foul shots for the Raiders, and he nails it to make it 59-52. Rushi up 7. 54.5 left here in the fourth. Second shot coming here for Hayden Quinter. Couple 3 dribbles, spins the ball in his palms. It is short. He pulled the string on it. Rebound down to Dosik. Bodkins trailing by 7. 3-possession game. High right, Herzog skips it near side to Dosik. Shot fake, goes baseline. On the arc to J.J. Meyer. A long, high-arching 3. Swish! Oh, my. Here comes Bodkins back within 4. J.J. Meyer's first triple of this contest. And we're down to a minute left. He's got 2, Chuck tells me. Timeout called. 1 minute to go. Rushi by 4 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
How about the Botkin Trojans tonight? 1-3 after another. The last one can, but J.J. Meyer, Noah Topp has potted home three. They are big, Wise Bridge plays of this game. The threes from Botkins. Hey, make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, Botkins has no choice but to foul, and the Rushi Raiders will shoot two the rest of this game. Botkins does commit a personal at the 35.6 mark. And at the stripe for Rushi is Felix Francis. He drains the first one, second one, skips all around the rim, no good. Rebounding foul down inside, I think, on Rushi. It's a common foul, Raiders second. 34.3 left. Botkins trails by five. Timeout called. It's still a chance for the Trojans. We may go to the wire yet on scorersbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Here is Botkins bringing the ball down the floor, trailing by five. 30 seconds to go. The trailer, J.J. Meyer, gets a pass from Ryland Paul. Missed it, no good off the back brace. Long rebound to Dosic, who steps inside the arc and drills it. A long two-pointer by Dosic. And guess what? Three-point game. 60-57, Rushi, 23.1 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has great savings at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage of 15% price cuts on everything, including Century Power Tools. That's exactly right. Drill bits, saw blades, everything by Century. American made, lifetime warranty. Century Power Tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Great savings, 15% off on everything. You can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. One half the cost of what the big box stores charge for cabinets. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Botkins fouls with 17.3 to go. Benjamin York at the free throw line for Rushi sinks the free throw. That makes it a two-possession game, a four-point lead for Rushi, 61-57. York's second shot, front rim, and it nestles in. And it's a five-point game. Botkins to the timeline. It's Dosic, top of the key, outside the arc to Top. Deep right corner, Paul. He's double-teamed. There's a wild pass intended for top in the lane area. Rushi leaps up to steal it. And the final seconds will tick away. Botkin's unable to get a shot in its last try down the floor. Rushi with suffocating defense intercepting the pass. And the Rushi Raiders prevail by 5, 62-57. Hard-earned win here tonight by Rushi by 5 over Botkins. Botkins had a 7-point lead at one point in this contest. Rushi on a couple of occasions led by 10 in this first half. Great shooting performance by Botkins, which played excellent defense against Rushi all night long. But in the very end, the Rushi Raiders' size, athleticism, and solid defense of its own wins out over Botkins by 5.
Well, they found what they found out, if anything else. They came out, played a 2-3 zone, fell behind, decided they had no choice but to come out and try to put a little pressure on them and play half court man-to-man. Much better job. They learned something for the next time around.
Yep, it worked. It sure did. 5-point win by Rushi, which was seriously tested here tonight by the Botkins Trojans. Heck of a game in the SCAL. We'll be back to take a look at records, upcoming schedules, the scoring when we return. 62-57, Rushi over Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Botkins Trojans had the right prescription tonight to attack the Rushi Raiders. Gave it a great try, almost pulled it out. Rushi victorious in the end by 5, 62-57, even after Rushi pulled ahead by 9 there in the last few minutes. Botkins made it very interesting, knifed it down to 3, but a couple of big free throws by Benjamin York helped seal the deal. And the final difference is 62-57. Now, Chuck, how many threes total for Botkins? Had to be double digits.
Well, yeah. I mean, you gave the keys of the game before, and each team hit their keys. Botkins had 10 threes in the game,
yep.
And Rushi had 10 offensive rebounds, and off those offensive rebounds, they had 16 points in the paint. The combination, just a little bit too much Rushi at the end, but that was a terrific basketball game.
How many triples for Botkins?
They had 10.
Right at 10.
Yep.
That was a wild guess of mine.
Yep.
And a pretty high-scoring high school basketball game, D4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Boy, you pile up, 119 points in a high school basketball game these days. With no shot clock, that's a pretty good night of putting the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, I mean, both teams play good offense. I thought both teams played pretty good defense. It was a well-called game. It was a well-played game, and it was a good job by the coaching. But each team did things, made changes, made adjustments, and in the end, there was just a little bit too much size, because when Botkins really needed to get threes at the end, that length on the perimeter hurt him.
Let's take a look at the scoring. We had a number of fine performances in this contest tonight. Heroes on each side, Chuck.
Yeah, if you look on the Rushi side, they had four kids in double figures, and Francis had nine. They were led by Cordonia with 16, 11 from Quinter, and 11 from Monin, 10 from York, and 9 from Francis. I'm going to go with Cordonia as my Clancy's player of the game. I'm also going to go with Hayden Quinter, because he had his 1,000th point tonight, so he ought to get something for that.
Oh, heck of a second half for Braylon.
Yeah, he was terrific.
Yep.
And on the other side, it was a well-balanced scoring attack. 17 points from Noah Top on 5 threes and a 2. They got 16 from Colin Dosick, and Rylan Paul had 11. And I'm going to go with Dosick and Top as my players of the game on the opposite side.
How many did Colin Dosick score?
He had 16.
Averaging 18, he was right about there. That Top, a big lift for Botkins off the bench. Botkins is deeper and better, I think, than a lot of people preseason thought they would be.
Oh, I think they are. They've still got Plyman, who I saw him play a little bit. He is not ready to get into the pace of a varsity game yet, but I watched him in the JV game, and he's moving around. And what it's going to come to is him realizing that some of those twinges and things are not going to be his knee blowing out. And I think he's just going to get better. He's got to get in basketball shape, too.
Yeah, Berushi now 5-0 in the SCAL, 9-0 overall. Botkins 4-1 in league action, 6-1 on the season. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is Thursday night. The Fort Loramie girls host Rushi at the Redskins gym. So much fun this evening. We thought it could very well be an outstanding game based on the confidence that Botkins has played with over the first 1 month plus of the season. A lot of self-confidence has been created on this Trojans team. A lot of credit to head coach Phil Groves and his staff. It's tougher for Botkins over the next few weeks, as Botkins is at Anna on Friday night. We've got that game for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com, and it should be a nail-biter right down to the final moment. And Botkins plays at Fort Recovery next Saturday. So at Anna, at Fort Recovery, Friday, Saturday, next weekend. Home with Marion Local on Tuesday, January 9th. The home game with Parkway on Saturday the 13th. And at Minster on the 16th, as Botkins gets into the teeth of its MAC non-league schedule, playing Midwest Athletic Conference schools. Meanwhile, Rushi plays Fort Loramie home this Friday, New Bremen home on Saturday, and Jackson Center home on Friday, January 12th, of Martin Luther King weekend. We'll return in just a minute with a final thought. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Final score 62-57. Rushi edges Botkins tonight in SCAL boys action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney.
Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.